final score here inside Hanner Fieldhouse as Troy with a 92-83 victory over Georgia Southern, joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, going back through this game, it felt like a lot of last night in what happened tonight and the fact that it's a nip and tuck game the entire way against Troy.
Yeah, we knew Troy wasn't going to back down just because we won that first game yesterday. And so we expected them to come out and kind of be a little more aggressive going to the basket. And, you know, they did that. Going to the free throw line, shooting 35 free throws is evident of them attacking us. I thought we didn't do a really good job of not fouling them. So I thought we played a little sloppy in that. But, you know, I like that we still fought all the way up until the end.
We talked about what Taryn Ward was able to do yesterday, had a career high 17 points, resets her career high with 20 points tonight, and really seems like something that we've talked about all year long is the consistency of what she's able to do on the floor.
Yeah, Taryn Ward is a phenomenal player. I call her the female version of LeBron James. Like, she almost averaged a triple-double in high school, and so she's able to put up a lot of stats in the stat sheet. It took her a while as a freshman to kind of get adjusted to the college ranks, and so against the number one team in the Sun Belt, she's had two phenomenal games, and so I'm excited to see what she does next.
Shondell Vickers finishes with 17 points on the game, and it's something that Roe talked about throughout the ball game, that when Georgia Southern was going well tonight, it was when Shondell was asking for the basketball, demanding the basketball, and really doing well for Georgia Southern.
Yeah, this is what I expected out of Shondell. You know, yesterday she took 3 shot attempts. Today she took 13. She takes shots she can make, but when you're not looking to be aggressive and score, we challenge her to do that, and she did do that today.
Started off the ball game, not the best from the floor, just 19% in the first quarter, but over 33% in each of the final three. What was the biggest thing that you saw from the first quarter of what you're able to do on the offensive side from the rest of the ball game?
I thought early on we settled for the jumper too much. So we were trying to look to attack, you know, make the officials look to see if we can get to the free throw line, get them in some foul trouble. And so we settled for the jump shot too much. And so that's why I was kind of fussing on the sidelines about shooting a three, you know, pulling up mid-range instead of getting to the basket. We kind of let them off the hook.
Next week, a little bit different of a week. You've got the Thursday-Saturday games against Georgia State. Thursday here inside Hanner Fieldhouse, a 6 o'clock tip-off. Then you go up to Atlanta, 2 o'clock the tip-off on Saturday up in Atlanta. How much does the schedule change next week with a little bit different of a week from what you're used to this year?
It won't change too much. We're still going to practice. I actually haven't been able to see Georgia State play. I know it's a big rival game for us. That's a whole different scout in itself, is getting up for the momentum of it being a rivalry game. We're going to take some stuff that we took away from Troy. You know, anytime you lose a game, you know, you always have something you can learn from. And so I thought Troy, you know, showed us how we can be aggressive on the rebounding glass. Troy showed us the tempo, how we want to play. And so, you know, although we lost to them, we learned a lot in this loss. And even in the win yesterday, we learned a lot.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk on Monday.
All right, thank you.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. We'll continue with more on the Ford Locker Room wrap-up after this on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.